This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got CBD on tap, AirPods causing cancer, and organic standards suck. Well, then it's all uphill from there in a good way, because Josh Hendricks from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable is going to join us about some wins at the state level, West Virginia, and we'll talk about the U.S. Hemp Authority's certification program, and we'll ask him about Gottlieb's departure from FDA. Does it mean anything bad, good, or ugly? Or, I don't know, anything in between about hemp and CBD in America. That's what's coming up. Thank you to Michelle Cotterman for joining us last hour. That was fun and really good discussion. And if y'all missed it, we kind of took apart Peter Hotez's interview with Joe Rogan yesterday. So go back and listen. It's in the archives, or you can watch it on YouTube. You can get to it going to robertscottbell.com. Now, before we get to the sucky organic standard, Super Don, I just want to say a few words about the folks that support the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty here. And you can find them at robertscottbell.com. In fact, if you go there right now, I know you're. If you're listening, if you're driving, don't go there right now. You'll see all along the right-hand column in a website. You know, it's harder to see on a phone. It'll be way at the bottom, I think. But there are a lot of banners. There's the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger. We've got links to choosetobehealthy.com, Dr. Frank King and King Bio. We've got an upcoming advanced medicine conference. We've got Echo Water. How many of y'all have not yet gotten an Echo Water machine? And it's available. It's less expensive than ever in terms of total investment based on the technology improving and simplifying it. And those of you who still participate in that, you can even finance it for $20-25 a month, which a lot of people are paying more than that in their water bill anyway, just going out and buying water. So we've got lots of great connections there, including to our friends at CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. There's a 15% off code, RSV15. You can get our favorite aloe vera juice, Stockton Haley Nutrition, as they call it, Stockton Aloe 1, aloe, A-L-O-E-1.com. It's linked up. There's a banner there. There's a lot of ways to get good stuff and to say thanks to the Robert Scott Bell Show while you're getting good stuff, including links to the Health Rangers store. Super Don, is this still called the Health Ranger store? I can't keep up. We're going to know because we're going to be cranking it up next week with the Health Ranger.
Absolutely.
HealthRangerStore.com, yeah.
One of those banners that's on the website right there, there's a essential oils gift set that you can get. But if you click on there, that'll take you to the store. And he's got just anything and everything you could think of in as far as supplements go, survival gear, you know, emergency preparation, you know, things like that. So a lot of cool stuff he's got over there.
So if you are one of those folks that has a good product or service that you feel aligns with our message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, let us know. Come to the website. Let us know. We want to hear from you. And this message, we dedicate a lot of time and effort and energy into it, and we need your support to do so. And we're going to be cranking it up through naturalnewsradio.com next week. For those of you who are listening on the radio streams, we still plan to be able to stream out through video on YouTube as long as we're not censored. And hopefully a lot of our archives will end up on Brighteon as well, Super D. Isn't that so?
Indeed. In fact, rumor is the show's going to be, it's going to be archived. I mean, I think we'll still be working with YouTube.
Yeah.
But Brighteon will definitely be an alternative and maybe even a fallback if we need it in case YouTube decides to send the censorship ninjas on to our houses, right?
Exactly. Listen, another issue here, and we covered this on the show. Obviously, they'll say, well, why do you do politics on this show? Well, I don't think of it as total politics, but we recognize that politics impacts our life, mostly impairs our freedom. When the politicians, so to speak, or those that petition them or lobby them, are begging for, I don't know, special privileges, monopoly status, suppression of anything they don't agree with, right? When the federal government was designed and written, Declaration of Independence to the Constitution, of course, Articles of Confederation, then Constitution, it was to limit the activity of government, that it wouldn't violate our rights to life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness. And, you know, when Hotez was complaining about lobbyists, moms and dads lobbying the government, what are we lobbying for? To be left alone. To be left alone. To stop forcing us and our children to be poisoned by private, semi-private entities that have been granted monopoly status by government. Special exalted status, the pharmaceutical industry. Third leading cause of death? I'd say it's the first in reality. Now, we've seen the growth of a movement toward natural, not defined, if at all, in the government, but you kind of know what it is, right? We have to now go to organic or certified organic. Now, at the early stages of certified organic, you know, there was a lot of debate about what could and could not be done, and over time, larger and larger players, because as the success of organics as a profitable entity or enterprise became apparent to the big players, they began to buy up the small players. And now you've got globalists, if you will, corporations. I mean, we're talking big time, crossing, transnational, all that stuff, multinational. And the standards got watered down somewhere in there, which is why I said going organic is not enough. You have got to become your own organic farmer, ultimately. Just barring that, I would urge you to get to know your organic farmers. Go to local farmers markets in season. Get to know them. They may or may not be certified organic. They might do better than certified organic, but because it's expensive to get the federal standards down. It's not efficient. I'm not saying that it has to be certified to be good. You might find local providers that are better than organic, but they can't use the label because it costs money to do so. So I'm all about artisanal, local. But if you're going to buy something that's available nationally, you would like to think that you could rely on the standards. But as you look at these standards, there's an action alert from our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health. You're talking about, you look at these chicken farms. Oh, they get to roam around freely in a big building with a zillion other of them, right? It's filthy in there. So you can't rely on it, the label alone, and you have to pay attention to your body when you eat or drink this stuff. Organic milk we talk about, factory farms, CAFOs, right? If it's organic, it's one thing, but organic and pasteurized and homogenized, they've messed it up. So we're moving so far and far away from the original intent of organic standards, and you look at who owns it, man, it is a multinational mess. And now we've got GMOs entering the field that they're not claiming are genetically engineered because of the loophole of what they call gene editing, gene insertion, right? New technologies. Jeffrey Smith has been on this show. We've talked about it for a while. And it quietly arrives now in your restaurants. You go to an organic restaurant, they might say, well, we have no GMOs. Maybe it's not fully organic, but no GMOs here. And they're cooking with soybean oil. And you're like, soy, isn't it pretty much all GMO? Most of it is. I mean, there is certified organic soy. That does exist. But the kind of oil they're using, they're saying, well, it's not GMO because it's just been gene edited. Right? Now, if you're using soy oil, that's a problem to begin with, even if it's organic. Stay away. Please stay away. And if it's not that, then it's going to be rapeseed oil. Canola, they call it. Rapeseed's not a good name, is it? They didn't like that. And now the FDA has decided to look the other way on GMO salmon. That's right. Genetically engineered salmon. Aqua Advantage. We've covered this for years, Super. Right? This goes back 4 or 5 years, Super D. Genetically engineered salmon.
Aqua, FDA. What was it? Aqua
Booty.
Aqua Booty.
Aqua Booty.
Aqua Booty.
Aqua Booty. Now they're calling it Aqua Advantage. I think they heard me call it Aqua Booty. They said, we better change the name. Roberts called it Aqua Booty. It's not going to fly.
Yes.
So Congress passed a law directing the U.S. Department of Agriculture to set national mandatory standard for disclosing bioengineered foods. Standard was issued last December. Guess what? Scott Gottlieb, he's in on this. He said because of the 2016 law and USDA's new standard, FDA no longer has the authority to issue labeling guidance. They're like, ah, y'all, it's out of our hands. GMO salmon can just swim everywhere it wants in America. Right? Your federal government protecting you from what? No. It's protecting the insane Frankenstein technology and those who purvey it and provide it and promote it from the people they're harming. Whether it be gene-edited soybean oil, genetically engineered salmon, or organic standards that are not really organic as you would like to believe. And I, you know, Super D, I'm all about organic. Dr. Bitar and others have said, I can't believe Robert Scott Bell's show. I mean, Robert Scott Bell, he actually eats. He lives what he says. He does what he says. I do, because I had horrible health as a child. Now, I wasn't paralyzed, but I had inflammation. I had skeletal conditions. I had, you know, I won't go through my litany list. But it wasn't until I met the homeopathic doctor who would become my mentor that I began to eat organically at the age of 24. Within a couple of years of that and homeopathy and herbs and supplements, I was able to overcome most all of what I suffered the previous 24 to 26 years. And I haven't looked back. I didn't say, oh, okay, now I'm well. Let me go back to eat, you know, the garbage I grew up on, the processed refined foods, chemically laden foods, the pesticide laden foods. So is there a point to this, Super Don? I've covered it, and I've kind of bummed everybody out about these issues. I don't like to leave people bummed out. I want to uplift them. So is there anything happy to say to take us out of this morass, this mess?
Yeah. One other little, like gloomy piece of info, which is I think is important to point out. You know, at one time, Mike Adams talked about how organic has nothing to do with heavy metal content, which was an eye-opener. And I had no idea, but there's more than 250 non-organic substances, synthetic substances, that are allowed in organic food and still be called organic.
Right.
I had no idea. So, what's the answer? Grow your own food.
Grow your own food. Go local. Can what you grow. Go back into the history
know
of your parents,
grower,
your ancestors.
Right?
Yeah. Become your grower. And, again, this might not be the message you want to hear. I mean, wouldn't it be great? I mean, we can get a lot of stuff for cheap at Costco. But is that really ideal, ultimately? And what if, as Liam Sheff warned us, peak oil is real, and at a certain point it goes to $500 a barrel, and they stop delivering the food from all over the world, much less the country. Yeah, I'm just saying, if it's not for you, think about your kids and grandkids and get them out in the garden. We started trimming some stuff already, even though it's still cold here. Those of you in southern climes, I hope you're already planting or getting ready to do so. All right, Josh Hendricks, U.S. Hemp Roundtable, joins us next, also from CBD Sciences. We got a lot to discuss. This is the happy part. CBD coming up. Go to pluscbdoil.com. We'll be back.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're cranking it up and going into the wonderful world of hemp and CBD now. That time of the day when we all feel like we need a lift, we need to be uplifted. Call on my buddy Josh Hendricks, President, Mr. President of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. Josh, thanks for joining the little people here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's an unpaid position, but always happy to join you.
Well, still, we salute you, sir, and all of your good work from the time we first met to now the presidency. You see what kind of impact we have on people? I love it. And, Josh, you were also at Expo West. Extra credit for you showing up today, because that is the largest, I believe, largest natural products exposition in North America, almost in the world, and it is an insane 3 days. And I've been there over the years. I'm not unhappy that I don't go, because I don't have to recover like you do.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. There's about 80,000 plus people. I think they almost reached six figures this year. And I'll tell you one thing. It was the new name for Expo West is CBD Expo West, because that was the talk of the show.
CBD Expo West. So CBD, I think, was the number one on the innovation list, the growth list, the excitement list. And it's not like it was the first year of excitement, but boy, because of the hemp farm bill or the farm bill with hemp in it, I think this time, did you sense that people were like finally ready to embrace it totally?
Yeah, it almost went the opposite way, because there was so much CBD. You would hear, I was walking around the shoreline, you would hear people just talking about, oh, look, another CBD, another CBD. But it was cool to see how much innovation's been happening and how, you know, how far we've come, right? I mean, we could barely get into Expo West 4 years ago, and now there's 173 different companies there with at least one CBD product. I think 75 of them were CBD-specific brands.
Okay. And, you know, it's interesting to see that happen. Of course, we knew it would happen. And I'm not a guy that wants to squash the little guy. That's not what I'm all about. I mean, I like small artisanal things. I want people to be able to grow it. But when I'm talking, and we've got a show over the whole nation, some, to some degree the whole world, and I want people to have access to it, I want them to have access to something that has consistency, quality, validity, all of the verifications necessary. And that was one of the big things recently, and we haven't talked to you about it since then. This happened. The U.S. Hemp Authority now has a certification seal. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so the seal finally came out. It's something we've been working on for a while now. We had to have a public comment period, and we tried to reach as many people as we could in terms of stakeholders, people interested in the hemp industry, from farmers all the way to retailers, to see kind of where we needed to be. Obviously, not trying to over-regulate anything, as you and I would agree on, but certainly didn't want to under-regulate it. We wanted to make sure that a couple things were done, at least in this version 1.0, and that's quality, safety, and legality. So, making sure that they're using actual legal hemp, that it's remaining under the 0.3% all the way through, that they're using very standard GMP, ISO certified labs, all these certifications that go along with manufacturing dietary supplements or food products, things of that nature. And then obviously the testings to make sure that there's no heavy metals, pesticides, those kinds of things. And again, it's not perfect. We definitely had some great input from folks that maybe didn't get involved in the first go around. And we're going to be working on version 2.0 in the coming next 1 to 3 months, probably, really trying to hammer out different positions for different people on what they, where they stand on certain things. Obviously, we didn't address synthetics, because we talked about hemp extracts all the way through. We thought that was clear, but I guess we do need to address that. And then some other stuff, where country of origin, things like that, is something we'll certainly be looking into going forward. But exciting to have, the first 13 companies. I think there's another 75 going through the process right now, from farmers to finished products and different things. So it's exciting for sure.
Were you presenting as a part of the U.S. Hemp Authority here, a part of the Hemp Roundtable, or part of CV Sciences, or a little of both?
So we had a meeting. We had a big meeting on Monday for the roundtable with a lot of the stakeholders that flew in a little early to talk about this, the authority. But our CEO, actually, Phil Dowling, gave the presentation at the CBD Summit on Tuesday, gave a great presentation actually right after Commissioner Gottlieb resigned, like right as it was happening, timing to talk about the FDA being the next hurdle. Stuart Tonk obviously gave a great presentation on, I believe that was Thursday. The days all kind of run together by that time of the week. But, yeah, it was definitely a good week.
So who's going to be with us at the NoCo Hemp Expo that people should look out for? Or is it all just you and me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be the rock stars there. I don't mind. My second year, I'll be walking like the big man on campus you were last year. I was so impressed. I was like, I'm with Josh. All right, and he's Mr. President. It's even cooler. I'm going to get his autograph when I see him at NoCo Hemp Expo in Denver. Coming up in a few weeks, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more, including the FDA and its impact on CBD. Next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors are throwing the book at nearly 50 people who were charged in the largest college cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents paid enormous sums to get their children into these prestigious universities.
These parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege.
Welling also says bribes went to SAT administrators and college coaches as well.
These coaches agreed to pretend that certain applicants were recruited competitive athletes, when in fact the applicants were not.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft to be grounded after a crash in Ethiopia killed 157 people. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
These planes are accidents waiting to happen until there's some assurance that either the pilots have been better trained or the problems with the aircraft have been fixed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Scott Belcher. All right, CBD on tap. I think that's a good thing for most everybody. And we have our good friend Josh Hendricks here, president of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. He was just at the Natural Products Expo West, 80,000 people. It is insanely huge, and days of it. You think it'll never end, and he's here with us today. We hope to hear from Stuart Tonk from CV Sciences later in the week. Remember, you can go to Plus CBD Oil, PLUSCBDOil.com, and you can get a, if you're ordering direct, you can't find it locally. I can't imagine you can't, but if you can't, RSB15 gets you 15% off when you check out. Now, on to the state of West Virginia, interestingly enough. You know, people make fun of West Virginia. It can be backwards in some places, and on the vaccine issue, there's no religious freedom there, as there isn't in Mississippi or California to say no to vaccines. There's some problems, but there's good news for West Virginians now on CBD, isn't there?
Yeah, so, you know, they finally got their plane quick chair to also allow, you know, they've been growing hemp, producing hemp, and processing hemp there in West Virginia, but a little murky about CBD until we got this bill passed, you know, in West Virginia that basically defines hemp extracts, which is those with the high CBD extracts that we're all looking for. So good for West Virginia.
Yeah, so, and I imagine that the Hemp Roundtable had something to do with this because you guys have been so active in going into the states, the problem areas where sometimes it's a local law enforcement issue, sometimes it's going all the way up to the governor level. And we've talked about that on the air, about how much misinformation is out there, and you guys come in there, and for the most part, it's been win after win after win after win.
Yeah, we haven't really had any losses or delays, but usually it's common sense. It's like in West Virginia and the other almost two dozen other states where we have lobbyists hired for the SM Roundtable working for the whole hemp industry to get clear-cut laws in place and really using the model bill that we've come up with along with working with PAPA and the other groups, the Hemp Industries Association, you know, really trying to get these people, these legislators to understand, hey, this is what the states around you are doing. If you don't do this, then you're missing the boat on this opportunity. And that's really what plays well with these folks when they see what states like Kentucky, Colorado, Oregon, et cetera, have done, and the jobs and economic development and all the stuff it's creating and the buzz with farmers. That's something they haven't seen in a long time. So every state's gravitating towards that. You're seeing real progress.
I got to ask you about your farming history here, because in the Southland, where I was from for a lot of years, we're in March, and we're already thinking about, you know, getting that soil ready or planting. I don't know what happens or how early that happens in Kentucky. I know it's not past the last freeze yet, but do you have friends out there in the farming community that are already planting new crops of hemp, or are they waiting until the last frost? I don't know how that rolls out yet with hemp.
Well, if somebody was trying to plant something right now, they'd have a real hard time, because I believe I've been gone for about 10 days. And I believe it snowed the first six or seven and rained the next two and then was 60 degrees yesterday. So you'd be hard-pressed to find the good weather for long enough or straight enough to get anything out in the field. But no, it'll be usually people say after Derby Day, which is the first Saturday in May, but I think that's kind of gradually easing back as the years go by and it's getting closer to late, you know, mid-May. And then with hemp, I mean, you can plant it all the way into July. So
oh, wow. You know, okay. Yeah, no, listen, I'm excited. It's still, you know, every time I see Josh, I remind him that one day I want to broadcast from a hemp field in the middle of it, and it would be a glorious thing. I know maybe I've set the bar too low, but just the simple little things, getting into a hemp field and broadcasting, I think it would be awesome. Even if it's just a little thing. Yeah, I think we could. I think we can do that. Now, what about the FDA? Scott Gottlieb, you know, he came out, there was, you know, things going back and forth on CBD and hemp, and people kind of figured out where he was in this regard. Obviously, he's gone now. They're going to put somebody from NCI, National Cancer Institute, at the head of FDA, at least temporarily. We don't know where that's going to go. But is there a concern that there might be a change or a negative outcome? We're not fans of Gottlieb because of the big pharma background. But again, you guys were dealing with him. What's the word? Is there concern on the street? Was there any discussion about at Expo West about that?
Yeah, as I mentioned, it actually happened. At the expo with all, you know, there was like 1,100 people in the room, and our CEO Joe Dowling got to basically break the news if you hadn't already seen it on your feed. And obviously, you know, I don't know that anything changes with FDA because we just don't know. We don't know who they're going to put in there or what their angle is or what the real reason for his resignation is. Obviously, I think the bait stuff was the big ticket item that was out there, and I think maybe marijuana as well. But I think everybody thinks he was leaving to figure this out because he was getting pressured by the senators. I wonder if the senators' pressure on CBD made him uncomfortable. You know, there's lots of things that could go into that, and we could speculate all day. But I think, again, this isn't necessarily a loss. You know, we don't know who they're going to hire. I think it is probably going to delay things a little bit in terms of getting a clear-cut answer out of the FDA. But again, today, they're not really enforcing anything. You got some local folks that are enforcing the FAQ and kind of getting high and mighty on that in terms of how much power they have to enforce things like that. But, you know, we're dealing with that on a case-by-case basis. And I think over time it will sort itself out because, as you and I have discussed, and I think Scott Gottlieb was probably figuring out from the senators' encouragement that that this was the genie was out of the bottle and I can't put it back at this point, so let's regulate it this right way.
Yeah, this is one of the greatest examples in the 21st century, or a long time maybe, of federalism, the pushback from the state level, which forced the hands of the feds that didn't have, I believe, the authority to suppress a plant, for instance, the way they have for a long time. And it wasn't because there was a champion within the FDA that this happened. It happened because there were champions on the state level utilizing the plant, talking about the plant. There were doctors, physicians, scientists around the planet promoting the good uses for this plant. And, it kept coming back in, And then certain states, because the overwhelming number of people were saying this is kind of ridiculous, our people want it. Again, the pushback is called federalism, the 10th Amendment. And we want you to be participant with the 10th Amendment Center, 10thamendmentcenter.com. Sign up for alerts there as well, because there are many issues that we can do in terms of natural health and healing that we can push back on the feds, and that they're not going to want to do it, but they won't have a choice. Now they're on board. They have to. And Gottlieb was evidence of that, because he was as big pharma a guy as anybody that's ever been in that position, and that's saying something. And so now we're seeing the industry, the number one champion of this industry and its growth, apparently, in the natural products industry. As you said, number one on the list, CBD. And what kind of interaction did you have with the retailers on that front? I mean, obviously, some of the first adopters have been excited for a couple of years now, but now everybody else feels like, oh, we got to get in. We're behind the eight ball on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was representatives there for all the big box stores, and including some of the beauty stores, the Ultas, and those kinds of Sephoras of the world. I think it's hot. Everybody's looking at it, whether it's beauty care or skin care or topicals or actual dietary supplements, depending on what your risk level is. But I think that some of these big box stores are also starting to look at it and go, okay, well, what states is it safe? You know, what states will we not have to worry about these law enforcement, like Kentucky, right, where they know better? And start to, look at that game. Is it worth it just to play that game for a while until this really goes, state by state, the dominoes fall? And I think once the FDA and the federal government say, all right, look, hemp derived, really say hemp extracts, and, put the swim lanes out there and say, okay, this is a dietary supplement, this is a pharmaceutical, this is a food, if it contains CBD. And then eventually they'll have to deal with CBG and CBN, because that's coming too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that this is one step at a time. And once they do that, you're really going to see Texas and some of these, the dominoes fall in some of these big states. And then you'll see the CVSs and those type of people come on board and say, okay, this is, this is the next big thing. How do we do it? So as I keep telling these independent retailers, like I told them all week at the expo, and I've told them for 3 years, this is the product for you. This has been changing the stores all around the country's lives. And this is a first mover advantage. And I think there's tons of stores out there still waiting in some of these states that need to be the ones driving it. You see what happened in Indiana. You see what happened in Ohio. It's the retailers, it's actually the independent retailers that are standing up and fighting for this that are winning. Mm-hmm. And the more states that get on board with that, obviously that opens up the marketplace. But it is coming for sure. All the big guys were at Expo. And I think you're starting to see more and more talk about that and it approaching fastly.
The impression I have, of course, is it follows a pattern, although this pattern has been more explosive, that when a supplement is innovative within, the smaller supplemental part of the industry, innovation, small companies, eventually gets so successful that everybody wants in, or somebody buys the company, or maybe, as you say, the bigger players begin to say, I'm going to retail this stuff. Of course, it's upsetting to the small mom-and-pop family businesses of the backbone of America and the natural products industry. But there's kind of no stopping CBD. So do you see a lane for the small mom and pops as more and more of the big boxes are going to be picking up on hemp extracts?
I think that they can, that they're still going to have the advantage. I mean, I think they're a first mover advantage. They're getting customers into their stores that normally wouldn't come to their store. And hopefully they're hooking them with this, but they're getting them in the other aisles as well. Getting them on other supplements, other healthy foods and things like that, that these big box stores don't offer. And I think that's the ticket, is getting these consumers now while they still have the opportunity, especially, latching onto brands that are specific and that are really, generating foot traffic, obviously. You can really change the game in terms of who you're bringing in the store. Then you're having a conversation with them about their overall health, and they're coming back to your store for other reasons and also for that, instead of buying that wherever they buy their other stuff.
Mm-hmm. So what new innovations came from CV Sciences at this show? I know there were some new product releases. Anything that you want to mention before we got to go?
Well, so we've always had our gold and our raw soft gels, and now we have our green and a soft gel as opposed to the capsules that we used to have. A lot of people wanted the green and the soft gel. We have it in the sprays, obviously. And then our gold high potency, which is just a little bit more. It goes up to 9 milligrams per serving in the dropper as opposed to 6 in the gold. So that was a kind of our launch. But I'll tell you this, our booth was amazing. We got a new booth, and that was the most exciting part of the show. There's some video and stuff online at the U+ CBD Instagram and all that stuff. It was the talk of the town, so it was nice to have that and actually expand and be able to move around a little bit.
All right, Mr. President Josh Hendricks of the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. How do we listen to your radio show podcast?
The Hemp Happy Hour, all episodes are on hemphappyhour.com, or I would rather you follow on iTunes, subscribe. Hemp Happy Hour is also on SoundCloud. And that's sometimes it's live on Tuesdays on LexingtonCommunityRadio.org, but it's usually just on podcasts for now because I'm not in Lexington, so hard to record.
Well, and we'll be doing some radio recording together at the NoCo Hemp Expo, Denver, Colorado, right, this year. It's easier. Yeah, coming up. Looking forward to seeing you.
And hempexpo.com.
Yeah, and elbowing you into the corner of the table.
Well, they said it was 20 feet wide. I mean, we've got more space than they think. So.
I think we'll be good. We'll be good. Anyway, that's Josh Hendricks, my buddy. Looking forward to seeing him soon. And seeing y'all soon. Wrapping up the show. AirPods, are they causing cancer? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. Bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, I'm a reluctant user of a lot of technology. I mean, I like technology and such, but you know, with like the iPhones and all of those things, when Apple went to the wireless earbuds, I was like, no freaking way. Uh-uh, not doing it. And I'm holding on to the last of the sixes that, you know, still allow for the millimeter jack or eighth of an inch jack?
3.5
millimeter. Thank you.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm using the earbuds here for the show, but they're wired. You know, I'm not getting a Wi-Fi signal. Of course, we do have Wi-Fi in the house. We're not near, thankfully, any 5G towers or 4G for that matter, for all I know. But, you know, the concern is on. And, you know, this is interesting because this article is out of the Daily Mail, and the question is, are wireless earbuds dangerous? 250 scientists warn they may be. Now, I'm not into numbers because consensus science for me is not science. They're like, well, because 51% believe that something is real, then it's real. What about Copernicus, Galileo, Semmelweis, Peter Duesberg, things like that, and you realize that it only takes one person to identify something that wasn't identified before, and then the others to be paid off to not see what that one person sees. And you got these wireless AirPods. I mean, people are wearing them everywhere, all the time. I see them running with them. I see them in office buildings with them, on airplane, everywhere. Wireless, Wi-Fi. I'm like, dude, this is not good. This is the not good part of technology.
Well, what's not good about it, Robert?
Well, Dr. Moskowitz, University of California, Berkeley, she's focusing, or is it he or is she? I think it's Joel is a he, focusing on cell phone exposures, says there's not even research on what this could do to the brain. So this is another one of those things that says, you know, we don't know.
You know, there's a paragraph in this story that explains how these AirPods work, and reading that alone was kind of like, oh, yeah, maybe that might not be good. What it does is the AirPods, they're like, you know, they're like the little thing, you know, earbuds that you put in your ear, but they have to communicate with each other. And they do this using what's called a magnetic induction field. And it's a variable magnetic field sends through your brain to communicate with the other earbuds. Right. So they're talking to each other, and it's sending these magnetic fields through your brain during the process.
Right.
You know, what we've talked about on this show having to do with electromagnetic fields and radiation and stuff, that just doesn't sound good.
No.
You know?
No. My kids, when they have to use, you know, anything, I have them use it on speaker, and they have regular plug-in ear pods or
no
earbuds.
Bluetooth,
or whatever,
huh?
No, I don't like that. But again, remember, we're constantly bombarded and surrounded. And I want to remind you, and maybe there are new listeners out there, go back and listen to some of my interviews with Paul Bertero from Synergy Science and Hagen Tiers with the Key Home Technology, Key Home Cell, Key Me, and the way to neutralize some of this. If you're just you're not going to listen to me and you're going to use your ear pods, you're going to keep the Wi-Fi going. We've got to take whatever we can. You know, I'm lost for words because I really feel how important this is. And, you know, the technology, it's a passive technology, the Key technology. You put it in, you place it in your home, creates a torus field of electrons all in your entire home, and that settles on you. And so I don't know that it's going to protect you from the earbuds, though, the ear pods, because, as you said, the magnetic field going back and forth, this is to settle these electrons on you. I'll have to ask Hagen about that technology, but... my gosh, there's so much more to it than that. So please go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook on molecular hydrogen. We've got frequencies. In fact, one of the things I want to add into the frequency mess is about EM fields, because we had the EMF detox with King Bio, Dr. King. And I don't know if he has that anymore based on everything that happened last year with the FDA and Dr. Frank King. So we've got to take strategies and we've got to start implementing them right now. Okay. So, the Key technology, go to robertswater.com, find out about it, download it, get it. And with that, Superdog, we're almost out of time. Did I forget to say anything? Probably. There's always something I leave on the table.
There's always something, but you know what? There's always tomorrow, right?
Yay. All right. We got Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. We'll see what kind of fun we can have. If you guys got questions, go to robertscottbell.com, submit them. We didn't have a lot of questions to answer today. But get the CBD. If you haven't gotten beta-glucan, go to betterwayhealth.com/radio. Best deals there. Let them know that you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That helps us to keep bringing you this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Again, final week for weekday shows on GCN. But our Sunday show still remaining syndicated nationally on GCN. And then Natural News Radio begins Monday at an earlier time. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll find out where and when. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.